The Brad Sesnatt Show, broadcasting live.
We welcome you to the Brad Sesnatt Show, day three of the Brad Sesnatt fill-in tour with Gil Tyree. We've had a great time, had a great 2 days, and today we top it off and we have a great show for you. On the program will be Chris Broussard, who is part of Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple with Rod Parker. And they do a great job with that. And he has a great ministry that he's trying to basically get the message out about his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank him for doing that. And also, he's going to talk some NBA basketball. He's just not just an NBA insider. He's a whole lot more. And he's going to join us a little bit later on in the program. In fact, he's going to take us through game three tonight between the Phoenix Suns, your Phoenix Suns, and the LA Clippers, and also take a look back at game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Atlanta Hawks and Milwaukee Bucks. And what a game last night by Trae Young, 48 points to give the Hawks a 116-113 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks last night. A great ball game in game one of that series. We also are going to check in with College Football Insider, a dear friend of mine. I love his work, always have, well respected, and we thank him on short notice for joining us here on the program today. The great, and I say this with a capital G, the great Tony Barnhart. And Tony's going to look back at what's been going on with this expanded talk about college football playoff, possibly 12 teams. They've been meeting secretly to try to get something done with that, and we'll see how that's going to play out in the upcoming season. College football post-COVID, and even with the new strain involving the pandemic coming into the 2021 campaign, how that's going to play out as football, college football, just around the corner. The unofficial start of college football is always SEC Media Days outside of Birmingham, Alabama, and Hoover. We're going to check in with Tony. Also, he's going to, you know, we're going to find out a little bit what's been going on at Arizona State. The NCAA has been sniffing around, and Yahoo Sports had a story today involving what's been going on, the NCAA potential investigation, what that means for Sun Devil head coach Herm Edwards and athletic director Ray Anderson. Also, ASU president Michael Chow, who's they're all linked with this allegedly, and we'll see how that goes and possible violations there. Diamondbacks with a well-deserved day off today, and the struggles continue for this franchise. Putrid is the word. Putrid. They have really, really struggled. You thought they were turning a corner when they beat Milwaukee, but doggone it, they go back and they lose yesterday to Milwaukee. Well-deserved off day. And guess where they go? They go right into the Lions' den tomorrow. They start a weekend series with the San Diego Padres, and that's not going to be no easy chore. But when we come back, we're going to check in with Mr. College Football, the great Tony Barnhart. We'll be right back here on the Brad Sesnatt Show. Gil Tyree filling in. Our show sponsored by Desert Financial Credit Unions. Back here on the Brad Sesnatt Show, Gil Tyree filling in for the big guy. He's on some well-deserved R&R, rest and relaxation. And as I said before we went to the break, we're going to be joined by College Football Insider Supreme, Mr. College Football himself, and we're so happy to have him and on the program. Tony Barnhart, how you doing?
Gil, it's great to hear you, my friend. We are doing well. It's about 80 degrees here in Atlanta, Georgia today. So.
And what you been up to? You're doing stuff. You have your website, and you're still doing the college football stuff. And tell us a little bit about that and how people can connect with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, my primary employer, the mothership, is still the SEC Network. This will be my seventh year. We launched way back in 2014. Who knew there was a lot of interest in SEC sports and football? Who knew that was going to happen? So we're having a lot of fun there. Me and two of my business partners, we have our own website under the SI.com umbrella, SI.com/TMG, stands for The Media Guys, TMG.com. And we got a guy in Chicago and a guy in Boston, and got me in Atlanta, Georgia. And we publish 4 or 5 times a week. We're old newspaper guys just looking for something to write about. And fortunately, Gil, we got a lot to write about.
Yes, we do. And we're going to start up top because I really want to maximize on the time I have with you today. We start, Tony, with what's going on in Tempe, Arizona at Arizona State. And you can kind of chronicle what's been going on, the NCAA sniffing around. And is Herm Edwards in trouble? Ray Anderson in trouble? Is the football program in trouble?
I'm very concerned. I'm like a lot of people. I mean, Herm Edwards was just a breath of fresh air for college football when he came. And a lot of people were pulling for him. But I'm very concerned about this and the football program, because basically what they're accusing Arizona State of doing, and it's a no. There's a lot of no-nos, but that's a big no-no, okay? The idea of practicing during time when you're not supposed to, you know, it's all alleged. We got to say that, but we always say in our business, Gil, if it's true, if it's true, it's trouble. And if it's true, it's trouble.
Now, Tony, kind of give our viewers and our listeners exactly what the alleged infractions are. I think, if I'm not mistaken, bringing players in during COVID where you couldn't bring them in and working them out and stuff associated with that.
Yeah, I haven't studied it as much because it doesn't fall in my geographical area, but just the cursory glance that I gave some of it that seems to be the primary concern. And the idea that you would violate COVID regulations, no. That's one thing you simply cannot do, because now you're talking about the health and the well-being of the athletes, and that is very much frowned upon.
And of course, as we talk about on this program right now, all of these are allegations, but it's a story that seems to be gaining steam and gaining a lot of momentum, especially during this time. And this is the wrong time for it to come up, because it becomes a distraction, Tony, in terms of what you're trying to do and prepare for the Pac-12 season. But more importantly, like you said, the future and the reputations of Herman Edwards and the athletic director, Ray Anderson. And you know Ray very well with his time with the Atlanta Falcons and what he did for the Falcons owner, Arthur Blank. And then you have the president, Michael Chow, who's also linked to this. This is not good.
Well, no, because it cuts across all the levels of your administration, from the president to the athletic director to the coach. And in cases like this, we have found is that, you know, if everybody knew about it, that means they were tacitly condoning it. And so, again, if true, it has implications for all the way to the top.
All right, we move from Arizona State and we move on to your wheelhouse and this college football playoff expansion possibilities, 12 teams. How much of that is true? How much of that will become to fruition? And where do you see this playing out? Will we have an expanded playoff system coming up this year and beyond?
Gil, it's not a question of if, it's only a question of when. There will be a 12-team playoff. And it's been an amazing, I tell you something that a smart person told me when we were going through the height of the pandemic, this person told me, so, you know, Tony, when life changing events like this happen, it takes trends that were already in place and accelerates them. And that's what happened to the college football playoff. We've had discussions for years that eventually we were going to expand the playoff. But with the pandemic coming in, the incredible financial losses, the fact that the playoff was getting kind of stale because it was always Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, okay, with an occasional Notre Dame thrown in. It was the same 5 teams. And so it's going to happen. The only question is, will it happen? Will there's 5 years left on the current contract with ESPN. Will they be able to implement this before the end of the contract? Do they want to implement this before the end of the contract? So that the expanded playoffs will either happen at the end of the 2023 season or the end of the contract, which is at the end of the 2025 season.
Now, I think if I'm not mistaken, and like I said, you're tuned in and dialed in and really know what's going on with this. Is there talk about moving the bowls to start the season and just make the Rose Bowl the only true one at the end and make that your quote-unquote de facto national championship game?
That's not the plan on the table right now. Okay. Now, that could change. Okay, everybody is sort of signed off on it, and we're going to go through a couple of months here where the athletic directors and commissioners go to campus and talk to all the presidents and ADs and all that. But the plan that's on the table right now would be a 12-team playoff, the top four teams in the playoff, which are the top four rated conference champs, those four teams would get a bye. They would not play in the first round. The eight remaining teams would play four games on the campus of the highest seeded team. So the seeds 5, 6, 7, and 8 would get a home game in the first round of the playoffs. Then the four winners from those games, the four winners who had buys in the first round, they would play the quarterfinal round, the round of eight, on or around New Year's Day. All right, January 1, January 2, maybe December 31. Those four winners would advance to two semifinals that would be played later in January. Those would be in bowl games, as would the quarterfinals, and then the national championship game would be towards the end of January. What this does is it makes the season run about 2 to 3 weeks later than it normally would in the month of January.
Now, what does it do for your bowls that are not considered in quote unquote in the Power Five or whatever you look at it in terms of like the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or the Fiesta Bowl or even the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, or what have you? What happens to the rest of the bowl system? Does it go away?
Well, let's talk about the six New Year's six okay. bowls that six. We have now. Six. We okay. use those bowls now to rotate the semifinals. Right. Each year. And I think what they're going to do, what they're going to start off, and this has all got to be negotiated, but they're going to take the New Year's six bowls. They're going to take four of them and put the quarterfinal games in those bowls. And that's a point okay. of contention because some people believe the second round of the playoff, they believe that the top four seeds who got byes, they should get a home game for being a top mm-hmm. four seed. But Gil, the powers that be want to keep those New Year's six bowls involved. They've been very good to college football. So I think what the plan is they will each year they will take those six bowls. Four of those bowls will host the quarterfinal round of eight, and then the two bowls that are left over will host the semifinals. The championship game will always be bid out like a Final Four is. But right now, that's the plan on the books. Could change. Don't think it will.
And the operative word is, like you said, you know, it could change. But, you know, people say, listen, we want it the way it is. Or if we make any adjustment, it's going to be minimal at best. But like you said, it's going to have a reverberating effect on college football in general. Supreme Court decision, Tony, regarding athletes' likeness. I know that Mark Emmert wants to get ahead of this thing and said they're going to implement where athletes will be able to get paid or get some sort of compensation before the Supreme Court decision is.
We're dealing with a couple of different things. Let's start with the Supreme Court decision on Monday.
Okay.
That decision was very narrowly tailored to say, because the court case that caused it to go to Supreme Court was athletes bringing suit saying, you artificially limit what my scholarship can be worth. You know, and as they want to do these things are part of the educational scholarship. And the NCAA has always had a cap on that said scholarship can only be room, books, board, tuition, fees, and a cost of attendance stipend, which is about $5,000 a year. The athlete sued saying, hey, if my school wants to give me a laptop, if they want to do that, You can't tell me I can't take that just because I'm an athlete. There should not be a cap on educational expenses. And so what's significant about the ruling, though, Gil, was that the Supreme Court found in favor of the athletes, but it's the force with which they made the ruling. I mean, Justice Kavanaugh basically told the NCAA, hey, you don't want to come back in front of us. You don't, because you're going to get slam dunked again. So this NIL stuff that's coming up soon, you better get on board with it. Because if you come back to us on a case like that, it is not going to go well for you. So I think the court, even though this was a narrow ruling, I think the court basically told the NCAA, hey, dude, the party's over, all right? You better get into the 21st century because you don't want to come back to us with a massive lawsuit about compensation for to athletes.
That's right, and you don't want to get sued. You're absolutely right because colleges, organizations are afraid of legal fees. They don't want to pay them, and you can look at the fact that NC2A President Mark Emmert getting ahead of this, and I think you know better than I do. This is the beginning of the end, if anything, for the NC2A. I mean, we know it, as you and I have known it.
The NCAA needs to get out of the whole compensation business. The bottom line, the free market economy is going to have to take off. And as Jay Billis said the other day, let the athletes compete for the same dollars that schools are competing for to give them. And I think that's going to happen. There'll be a set of guardrails in place, let's take Tennessee. Tennessee is a Nike school. And one of the athletes say, but yeah, I got to deal with Adidas. I think you're going to have rules in place where you can't compete against your own university for sponsorship dollars. Okay. So I think that sort of thing will be in place, but other than that, they're going to be if Gil Tyree is a star athlete at the University of Georgia and local car dealership wants to say, hey, Gil, you show up to my dealership once a month, stay for 2 hours, sign autographs and take pictures, I'll give you the use of one of my cars for a month if you will come every month. And you'll have a dealer car just like the coaches do. I think those kind of deals are going to be possible under this, whatever happens with NIL.
Well, good for the NCAA and good for the Supreme Court to take this thing to where it should be, where it's equitable and fair for everybody. The great Tony Barnhart joining us here on the Brad Sesmet Show here on www.sports360az.com. We have a few more minutes with Tony. Tony, I want you to kind of update people with your philanthropic. You have a golf tournament. You've been trying to do some causes and helping different things. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved in that.
Well, we several years ago, we went to Honduras. There's a group called Honduras Outreach International that serves the people of Honduras, that maintains an elementary school and a middle school in the Agalta Valley, one of the really the poorest places on earth. We went 5 years ago because this group built the soccer field and named it for Coach Vince Dooley. And so my wife and I flew over there for the dedication of the field for Coach Dooley. And since then, we've been involved in Honduras Outreach International. We have a charity golf tournament every year at TPC Sugarloaf. Gil, I know you're familiar with that golf course. And we have a benefit there where we invite a lot of former college football players and coaches, and Coach Dooley is there as our co-captain of that. And when we get back around this time next year, you can go to hoi.org and you'll see the information for the Tony Barnhart Golf Classic, which is usually held the second Monday in May. Unfortunately, we had horrible storms in Atlanta on the second Monday in May this year, but we are looking forward to being back. We had a great turnout even before the rain, and it's something that my wife and I have been involved in. We're also involved in another charity called Curing Kids Cancer that you can find on the internet at curingkidscancer.org. Fundraising for cancer research. And we have worked with some great people in Clay and Grunya Owen, who started the foundation, have raised over $6 million for cancer research and has really paid off. So those are the two things my wife and I are very involved in.
Tony, you're a godsend. I want to thank you again. Again, Tony Barnhart of the SEC Network, also SI.com, has his own website, College Football. You can peruse it. This interview with Tony will be on www.sports360az.com, and you can listen to it. It's in entirety. It's live right now, but we'll continue to tape it and continue to roll it so you can find out what's going on in college football. As we're just a little over less than 3 weeks away from the unofficial start of the college football season with SEC Media Days. Tony, thank you, and we really appreciate you joining us here on Sports360AZ.com.
Great. Gil, it's always great to catch up with you. Good to hear you doing so well.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to take and hang out with Chris Broussard, NBA insider. Get the latest on what's going on between your Phoenix Suns in the series game 3 tonight between the Suns and the Clippers, and also get his take on how game 1 of the Atlanta and Milwaukee series went last night as we move into game 2. And Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks doing great things for the Hawks and possibly on the cusp of doing something great for the city of Atlanta. We'll be right back after these important messages from Desert Financial Credit Union. All right, 40 minutes past the hour here on the Brad Sesmet Show on Sports360AZ.com. Gil Tyree filling in, and what it's been. I mean, it's been a great 3 days. I mean, I've really, really enjoyed it, and I want to thank Brad for giving me the opportunity to spend some time with you and touch bases with some people. We started out the week, and of course, we had Kevin Ray, the outstanding television play-by-play voice of your Phoenix Suns, joining us along with Olympian Rochelle Stevens and two-time Olympic gold medalist Rochelle Stevens and what she's doing in the Memphis and Collierville, Tennessee areas. And also she kind of previewed the U.S. Olympic track and field trials and what's going to take place for the Olympic Games over in Tokyo in a few weeks. And then yesterday, of course, we had Ramona Shelburne, one of our dear friends of the program from ESPN.com. The senior writer over there talking about the NBA playoffs, and everybody's really, really into the NBA playoffs right now. Riveting television. You have, of course, in the West, our Suns, your Phoenix Suns, my Phoenix Suns, and the LA Clippers. And of course, game 3 of that series tonight, Chris Paul will be back for the Suns. How the Suns have been able to take a commanding two games to none lead in that series and what they've been able to do. And also in the East, the surprise Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks and what a job Nate McMillan has done. Travis Schlenk, the general manager, what they've been able to do with a team that was really, really struggling. Had a change of coaches in Lloyd Price, moved on to Nate McMillan, and how that team has responded for him is unbelievable. Yesterday, Steve Holman, play-by-play voice of the Atlanta Hawks, joined us on the program, and he followed up with Ramona Shelburne, and I'm sure Steve had a great call on that game last night, game 1, and we really thank Steve for spending time with us yesterday. So, and then today, we just checked in with a good friend, Tony Barnhart, and Tony kind of giving us the latest skinny and scoop on what's going on at Arizona State, and if the allegations are true, and Yahoo Sports had a big story on it today, and Tony kind of broke it down even more on what's going on. NCAA sniffing around over in Tempe. It could be big, big trouble for head coach Herman Edwards, athletic director Ray Anderson, and the implications, too, with ASU president Michael Chow. But again, we say only this. They're only allegations. Tony taking us through the possibility, and it seems like there's strong possibilities for an expanded college football playoffs. We talked about the NC2A decision in the Supreme Court this week and what it means for student-athletes moving forward. Just a whole lot, a myriad of issues we discussed with him. And in addition to what he's been doing and his philanthropic work and how he's been able to stay and maintain his relevancy in college football, Mr. College Football himself, Tony Barnhart. We say thank you to Tony and joining us here. And of course, all these interviews are in online right now. Our producer, Jared Nielsen, putting everything together along with Steve Burney. And what we do is we put it online, put it on the website, peruse the website at www.sports360az.com. And of course, you can click on in the upper portion of your screen, the Brad Sesmet Show, which you're listening to right now, and you can listen to it again and again and again and again. And I say to the big guy, if you're listening, thank you for letting me help you out these past 3 days. It has been a blast. When we come back, we're going to hook up with the aforementioned Chris Broussard of Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, with his buddy Rob Barker, and we'll get his take on tonight's game between your Phoenix Suns and the LA Clippers, game 3 in the West, and also take a look back at game 1 last night between the upstart Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. But we're first going to hear from our sponsors, Desert Financial Credit Union. Chris, I'm so glad to have you on the program, and I want to make the maximum of my time and opportunity with you. Welcome to the program on the Brad Sesmet Show with Gil Tyree. I want to ask you this up top. Tonight's game 3 between the Suns and the Clippers. How important is it for Phoenix, and how important is for L.A.?
Well, it's imperative for L.A. I mean, if they lose and go down 0-3, it's over. I know they've come back from 0-2 deficits, and they're the only team in NBA history to come back from multiple 0-2 deficits in the same postseason, but they're not coming back from 3 down. It's just as simple as that. So they have to win. For Phoenix, yeah, you'd love to, because you take complete command of the series and probably paralyze the Clippers in the process. If they lose, which I'm picking the Clippers to win tonight, if the Suns lose tonight, they're fine. They're still in good shape. Obviously, Chris Paul will probably get better as the series goes on and he gets his stamina and conditioning and timing and rhythm back. So Phoenix, they should not look at it this way, but they're fine win or lose tonight.
Let me ask you this regarding that and talking about the West. We move now to the East and what Atlanta's been able to do in game 1 in Milwaukee. You surprised by that and the emergence of Trae Young as a superstar?
Yeah, I was surprised by last night's game. I've been surprised by Atlanta the entire playoffs. I actually picked the Knicks to beat them. Of course, I picked the Sixers to beat them. And I've picked Milwaukee to beat them. So we'll see what happens. But they look great right now. And Trae Young, I am not yet calling him a superstar. I'm calling him a star, okay. Clearly.
Okay.
But I'd like to see him do it for more of a sustained period of time. We're talking about a month's worth of basketball. If they win the championship, sure. But he's got to next year put up these all-star, superstar numbers and win 50-plus games. Then I'm looking at him as a superstar. But he's playing tremendously. No one's doing it better right now.
Chris, about when you talk about Trae Young, you're right. Nobody's doing it better right now. I see a combination of Allen Iverson, Steph Curry, even a little John Stockton, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, all combined. This is a new generation type of player. Right. I mean, the ability to make other players around him better. He's a scorer, facilitator, leadership, all those qualities needed to take a team to a world title.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't throw in all those names, but I get where you're going. I mean, that's a superhuman right there. But no, look, he is playing tremendously. He does have the confidence, the swag, the unflappable personality and all of that that you want in your leader. He's a good shooter. I think he's a better three-point shooter than his percentage suggests. He obviously can do it in the mid-range with the floater, and he is a terrific passer. He's got the whole package. He doesn't defend, but none of these little great point guards defend. So I love him. I think Nate McMillan deserves a lot of credit because before McMillan took over, Nate had all of those abilities, but he wasn't doing it in a team context. He was doing it as a solo act, and they weren't winning because of it. Now he's doing it in a team context within a system, and obviously they're playing terrific basketball. So I give Nate a lot of credit, but Trae Young is looking like a future superstar without question.
Final question, Chris. Talk about your foundation, King, and what you're doing. I totally applaud your relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what you've done in terms of combining sports ministry and also youth empowerment.
Well, I appreciate that, man, for real. And the King Movement is a national Christian men's movement that stands for knowledge, inspiration, and nurture through God. And we're just trying to help men live out their faith in Christ Monday through Saturday. So we are behaving Christ-like in our relationships with our wives, our children, in the workplace, with our fraternity brothers, wherever we may be, we're exhibiting Christ likeness. And we feel like if we do that, just as men who claim to be Christians, that we can make our families, our communities better, and our nation better. So that's what the King Movement's all about. And I thank you for asking about it.
And the website, we can connect with you at your website where?
Yeah, kingmovement.com. And I do speaking engagements. So anyone that's interested in that, you can go to chrisbroussardspeaks.com. And if you want to email me about King, king@kingmovement.com.
He's a phenomenal human being, not just a great NBA insider, and he does great stuff for Fox Sports Radio, but he's a friend of the program, and we thank him. Chris Broussard, thank you for joining us here on the Brad Sesmet Show today.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Let me reiterate again how thankful I am to Chris Broussard and also Tony Barnhart. And it's great to see Chris with his faith-based ministry, spreading the good news, the word of God, and making a difference, a positive difference in this world today, because we surely need it. Again, www.sports360az.com. You can peruse the website. A lot going on, trending stories, especially the story involving Arizona State football and head coach Herman Edwards, athletic director Ray Anderson, and ASU president Michael Crow. So all of that, in addition to content galore from everything in Arizona to everything going on nationwide and from a global perspective. Thank you again to Brad Sesmet for letting me fill in for him. The past 3 days, we've had, like I said, a blast of a time. And for Chris Broussard, Tony Barnhart, Steve Holman, Ramona Shelburne, Dr. Rochelle Stevens, Kevin Ray, and our producers, Steve Burney, and the great, and I mean this, the great Jarrett Nielsen. This is Gil Tyree saying so long from the Brad Sesmet Show on Sports360AZ.com. We'll see you down the road. Have a great day, a great week, and a great weekend. And go Suns!